Well, we've sung a smattering of Christmas hymns, carols, and the smattering that we've sung have come from many different places in the world. It's a fulfilling, really, of the Isaiah 49 passage that said that Christ's coming would be too little a thing for him to just come for the tribes of Israel, but it would be for all the nations. And when we sing these carols at Christmas, it reminds us of the truth of that promise, that prophecy, that his gospel would go out into all the world. I don't know that we could make predictions like that and have them to come true in 1,500 years down the road. It really is amazing, isn't it? And then we read these passages that, again, a smattering. We could have read more. That surround the Lord's birth and giving different details and different insights into those things that happened then. And truly it is, when we read these passages, we're confronting something that's truly amazing. It is a wonder. Perhaps we grow a bit callous over time as we've heard these words about the shepherds and the angels and so forth, and they become somewhat, maybe just secondhand to us. And I would challenge us all to go back and to these words, and pray that the Lord might give them new life, new insight into the Christ who came. I want to speak a little bit about the passage that Samuel read to us. From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. There's much to be said there about Joseph and the angel coming to him and giving him this very disturbing news about his betrothed wife-to-be, that she was with child. But the angel, of course, told him that who the child that would come would be conceived by the Holy Spirit, and that she would bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And then he goes on to speak about the prophecy from Isaiah chapter 7 and 14 that speaks about Emmanuel, the one who is God with us. And that's what I want to talk about just a little bit tonight, this God with us. The two names, Jesus really tells us what he will do. He's come to save. We'll talk about that a little bit on Sunday. If you come back, we'll talk about Jesus as the one who saves. But Emmanuel is who he is. It is God with us, God in the flesh. That's the mystery of what theologians call the incarnation, God becoming man. It really is what Christmas is all about, isn't it? It's the pivot point of all of history when Jesus Christ came into the earth. The virgin birth, the Holy Spirit engendered child. This is the pivot point of history. But you know what? It's the pivot point of every life. Every human being that comes into the world must confront this birth. Because when he came in order to die. That was his mission upon the earth. Behind the cradle of Bethlehem, we say, was the cross of Calvary. That was looming before him. He's the God-man. John Owen says that the uniting of the nature of God and the nature of man in one person made Christ fit to be a savior to the utmost, the mediator who could place his hand, as we say, upon God, and he could also place his hand upon us and bring the two together. Because there had been a rupture, and that's what sin caused, is a rupture between God and man. And it took the Lord Jesus Christ to come in the flesh in order to heal that rupture. And beloved, he has done that. He has done that because he is God. He is God. And so he had strength to bear up under the wrath of God being poured out upon him. But he had compassion and mercy to those for whom he died. God with us. It's an amazing statement, isn't it? That God would be with such as us. Now, is that everyone? The God with us. Is it everyone? Earlier, the angel had named the child Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. So there's an exclusivity here about this God with us. Everyone can't really say that. The only ones who can say God is with me are the ones who've come to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They've turned from their sins. They put their trust in Jesus Christ. And they can say with all of the world of Christians who've ever lived and those who will ever live after us, God is with me. He is with me in my life. There's a couple of things about that God with us that I just want to draw out a little bit. I have a friend. His name is Donnie Martin. He's a pastor up in Nashville, and outside of Nashville. And when I first got to know Donnie and spent a little bit of time in his home, I noticed that all around the house, in nearly every room, were these words. And I had studied enough to know what those words meant, but it strike me in the rooms he would have Coram Deo, Coram Deo. And that means, it's Latin, it means before the face of God. And whenever his children would go out at night, you know, when my kids would go out at night, I would usually say something like, be careful, you know, take care of yourself, or something like that. When Donnie's kids would go out at night, he would say, Coram Deo, Coram Deo, which means before the face of God, that you live and breathe before the face of God. So it kind of put a bit of a care on them, before the face of God. In fact, when this Isaiah passage first was spoken, way back centuries before the Lord Jesus Christ ever came, it was a prophecy of the one to come, but it was also a statement about something that was happening currently in Israel's day. And it was a statement of judgment. It was a statement that said, God is with us, but we're not with him. And there was chastening on them because they were not obedient to the Lord. They not come to him. They're not given their lives to him. And so God is with us is a word of maybe a word of a caution that God has come to earth. We must deal with that fact that God has come. What will we do? But for the believer, God is with us speaks unspeakable comfort to the believer. It says to him that no matter what you are going through, no matter what you experience in your life, all of the trials, we sung a little earlier, in all of our trials, he's born to be our friend. That's what God with us means. All of the comfort, all of the joy, all of the rejoicing that we find in Christ is because he is with us. He's with us. And the giving of his Spirit means that his presence, his care, his comfort are always with us. Christ is no longer on the earth. He's in heaven. But he sent his Spirit out, another comforter, another counselor to be with his people. As the hymn says, he knows us. He knows our need. And to our weakness, he's no stranger. He knows because he's God. And he's with us. He is with us. In all our trials, he's born to be our friend. Do you know him? Do you know him that way? Come to believe on him, to trust him, and to give yourself to him. Really, that's what believing in the Bible means. It means I give up, Lord. I belong to you. I give myself to you. I take you at your word. May God give us grace to believe him.